Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Second date update.
One thing that we've learned doing thousands of these phone calls is trying harder on a date doesn't guarantee you're going to get good results.
No.
Sometimes guarantees you'll get bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Sometimes unfortunately, trying is the key to failing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's what one of our listeners, Jimmy, said happened the other night. He tried, and now he regrets ever doing that.
Oh,
Jimmy. Welcome to Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning, where dreams go to die. How are you doing today?
Say it again, Jeff.
We're putting it on our website. Jimmy, welcome, man.
Thanks. Hopefully my dream doesn't die here. Oh, give me a shot.
Okay. I have faith in you, brother.
Yeah, I want to hear about your trying, Jimmy.
Yes.
Yeah. Sounds like you went in with hopeful attitude on this date.
Who did you try for? What's her name?
Her name's Erica. Okay. She's really nice. She's super cute.
What about her made you want to try?
We just a lot of the things we were looking for happened to line up. I mean, obviously for me, it starts number one, like, am I attracted to you or not? So there was that. And then all this stuff just happened to match up. So
you want to be attracted to the people that you date? Weird.
I know. It's crazy.
Okay. If that's the strategy you want to go with, good luck.
Wow. So shallow.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, that's good. Okay. So what you said you tried, what does that mean? What did you do that was above and beyond?
So I kind of blame you guys. I listen to you guys and I hear all these stories about people like trying something different. Like, oh, we didn't just go to like dinner and a movie. We did this weird thing. We went like skydiving.
Do you ever listen to the end of those?
Yeah.
Because he probably turns us off after 2 minutes like most people.
Yeah. He's like, that sounds like a great idea.
Do you realize why they're calling us?
Yeah. Yeah.
So wait, what was your big creative idea for a date?
Okay. So first off, we met at a food truck. And I was like, I got a surprise for you.
Oh.
So we walked a few blocks to a psychic.
Oh, okay. Did you know if she, I mean, some people have some real strong opinions about this type of stuff.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I don't know. I just thought it would be a fun thing. My friends had gone to them and they had a good time.
Okay.
I always want to walk in when I see those.
I think that they're more expensive than I want to pay, though.
But on a date, if he's paying, I go.
What did the fortune teller do? Did they look in like a crystal ball or did they open up like a fortune cookie and read it to you?
Mm. No. It was a tarot card thing. It was a tarot
card. Tarot card reading. Okay.
Also, like, a lot of my lady friends are really into that, too.
Yeah,
so I thought maybe it might be.
So what was her attitude when you told her about the surprise?
She was like, she was surprised. She was smiling and thought it was going to be fun, I thought. So,
but you say
I had no reason to be concerned.
You say that it didn't work out for you. What happened?
Right. Well, okay. So they, you know, reading the future. And like the big takeaway at the end was that Erica and I were going to be a really, really, really bad match.
Backfired.
Did Erica, what did she say?
She left.
She left?
No. She just agreed with the psychic?
It's hard not to believe those, like, a little. Like, I feel like.
No. I mean, you know, sometimes those people also, like, sense something else that's going on.
Are you allowed to ask why? Like, are you allowed to say why? Why aren't we a good match?
Sounds good to me.
I wasn't particularly interested in, like, her.
Delving into it.
Did you offer to fight them?
No.
Jeff, I'm a great guy. I will beat you up right now.
We're not a perfect match.
So wait, Erica just, like, dashed out?
No. She's not like, I'm leaving. And she was like laughing and it was awkward. And she's like, I got to go outside.
And
I was like, okay, but I'm going to stay in here because I got to, like, I'm just going to try to get my money back, right?
Oh, is that what you did?
No. You get a refund on your fortune?
Wait.
Now it looks cheap.
It's a tarot card reading, not a wingman situation.
Yeah. Like, you know, I'm there on a date. Like, we're there to have a good time. And then, like, you're going to give me that? Like, you might as well say, like, oh, no, you better go home right now. Your dog's going to die.
Well,
what
this
card is cards.
Yeah. Like, you needed to get the dishonest psychic down the road, then.
You're just too good.
How much do I got to pay you to tell this girl to sleep with me?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like you guys said. I was like, what is this? She was like, sorry, the cards don't lie. And I'm like, maybe you could make them lie for this?
I mean, most people don't know tarot cards. You could tell me anything and be like, oh, this is the Joker, but it's upside down.
Well, they always go, like, this is the 13th moon of Geneva. Yeah. It's like, I don't know what that
means.
Come
on, cool. It sounds like Erica was laughing. Like, it doesn't sound like she was actually upset.
But
about
it sounds like she stormed out of the building.
No, she didn't. He said she was laughing. She said, I'll meet you outside.
Yeah. Did you meet up with her after that?
Yeah. She actually came back in to get me out of there.
Oh, so she was not happy.
Oh, wait, so you were arguing with a psychic over money, and then Erica had to come back in and pull you out?
Yeah.
Why are we worried about the card? That is way worse.
Yes. Yes. See, this is what I'm saying. This guy is not cool.
Yeah. I think that's your bad look.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And again, bad look doesn't mean you're a bad person, doesn't mean you don't match, but I can see why that image isn't good.
So how did this date end?
I mean, we had a drink, but it was super awkward, and then that was it, and it was over.
You don't want to stick with the cards and just let this lie?
No, I would love a second chance. I would love that.
Okay.
Jeff, do you have any tarot cards? Should we make this a tarot card reading? Do you have any training in this?
No, I just have some crystal balls that you got to rub.
No.
Oh, wait, those are different.
Yeah. Why are they crystal?
Why do you have two of them?
Can start rubbing them now before we call Erica for you.
Let's just, like, do the normal way. I'm sorry I asked.
Okay.
Yeah, please don't rub the crystal balls.
We'll do it the old-fashioned. Give her a call, see what she has to say.
There you go.
Well, I predict it's going to turn out great.
Yeah.
Look at that.
That's our psychic prediction.
Positive energy.
We're going to come back and do it with your second date update right after this.
Second date update.
You've probably been out on a first date where a total stranger comes up and just randomly says, you two make such a cute couple.
Aw.
Yeah.
That is such a nice moment.
Yeah. It happens sometimes. Yeah. But probably not a lot of daters have experienced somebody saying, wow, you two look like a terrible match.
Yeah. Even if a lot of people are thinking about it. Yeah. You know, nobody actually says it.
Wait, I know, you're with them?
I know Brooke's uncle said that to her once about her cousin because they looked too similar.
You're so dumb. I did not date my cousin.
Because your uncle wouldn't allow it.
Yeah.
And that was smart of him. But most of the time, you don't get the kiss of death via tarot card on a first date.
Oh, man.
Unfortunately, that's what happened with one of our listeners, Jimmy, where the psychic literally looked at the cards and said, ooh, this relationship is doomed.
Oh, man. Nope. I mean, it is a bad tone for the rest of the night.
Yeah. But we're coming in with a slightly more optimistic attitude when we call Erica for him here. Jimmy, how are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling all right. Let's see. Hopefully.
Okay.
Man. You need to be more like, I don't know.
I believe in my case.
There we go. You need to be more confident going into this.
And Jeff was rubbing his crystal balls for you very extensively in between the break. He said it was going to help.
Yeah. What did you see in those?
The outlook is good.
Yeah.
Very good, Jimmy.
See? All right. Positive vibes, brother.
Something tells me that's not going to help.
Oh, it helps. Trust me.
It helps, Jeff.
But let's just call and see if that helps too. All right. We're going to call Erica. Let's do it.
Hello?
Hey, we're looking for Erica.
This is her.
Hey, Erica. We're a morning radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey, and that means you're on the radio right now.
Hey, Erica.
Hey. I'm Jeffrey, by the way.
Oh, hi, everybody.
Hi.
Okay.
Congratulations. Big feature spot on our show today.
Is that what we're calling it?
I don't know.
Maybe congratulations isn't quite the right word.
It could be.
But it might be.
Yeah.
If it turns out you are still interested in the guy you went out with the other night named Jimmy.
What? I thought this was a prize giveaway.
Oh. Well, it is. And Jimmy is your prize.
Ooh. Yeah. Nice one, Jeff.
It's like a little teddy bear at the bottom of a claw machine.
Yeah.
You get him.
Okay, well, I'm going to exchange that prize for something else.
Oh, ouch.
What, for like what? Like a keychain?
Yikes.
I don't know if we can do that. Why do you say that, though? I mean, we know you're not calling Jimmy back after your date. We're trying to help him figure out why.
Okay, so this is, oh my gosh, it was so crazy. I don't know what Jimmy told you guys.
Oh.
But
we'd love to hear your version of the night.
Yeah.
It was horrific. Okay.
Horrific?
Let me rewind.
Yes, so, please.
We went to a psychic to read our future.
Oh, yeah. What did you think when he said that he surprised you with that, a tarot card reading. What was your initial thought on that?
I thought it was weird and strange. I was like, why are we going to see a psychic? But I was trying to be optimistic. So I was like, well, let me go with the flow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that was his whole goal, is he was just trying to do something new.
Unique.
Yeah. It wasn't something that he necessarily believes wholeheartedly in his soul.
Yeah. It's just like one of those fun things.
But it's a risky activity to pick.
True.
I mean, because
now we know that.
Yeah. And it doesn't sound like it was something you were super comfortable with.
Right. And it's crazy you said it was risky, because when we got there, she was reading the cards, and all of a sudden this one card came out, and it was called the Three of Wands, the Swords, Three of Swords.
Three of Swords.
Three of Swords?
Yes, three daggers through you or something like that.
Is that good or bad?
Three Swords sounds good to me.
It was horrible.
It's horrible?
It was actually horrible.
Oh.
It meant something about betrayal and heartbroken.
Yikes.
Oh, no.
Is that when the tarot card reader told you guys that you shouldn't be together?
Yeah, she actually said we were going to be really bad for each other.
Oh. No.
But do you feel like maybe she was just a little bit jealous?
Oh. She wanted a date with you.
Yeah.
She wanted a date with you.
I honestly don't think she was jealous. I think she was actually pretty legit, because when we first met, I got there, I was all cute, I was looking nice, and I saw Jimmy, I was like, hi, and I'm thinking we're about to eat together, but he says to me hey, I already ate, but if you want something, you can go get in a line.
Oh, are you talking about at the food truck?
What?
Yes.
Wait, he said he took you to a food truck, meaning that you guys ate together.
Yeah. That was what we thought.
You assume that.
Well, he ate, but I didn't.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
So he ate before you?
Really?
Before I even got there. And, I really thought it was so rude that he told me to just go get in line and go buy my own food, on a first date.
Yeah.
But it also could be a show of you're an independent woman.
I respect
your womanhood.
You can support yourself. Listen, if you're going to take me out on a date, you're going to feed me. If I am not fed,
or at least wait in line with me.
Yeah, seriously, that is super rude.
Yeah, I can't deny that.
Yeah, so I had this gut feeling, but the tarot reader, she pretty much confirmed it to me. And even in there, it was I just rushed out of there. And I hear him still arguing with her about giving his money back. And I'm
Plus, you were hangry at the time, too. I mean, all of it.
It doesn't help.
Well, you don't know this, but I have a tarot deck out in front of me, and I just drew the three phone calls.
Oh. Whoa. Not the three microphones?
No.
Oh.
No, I'm a pretty bad tarot reader. And one of the phones must be Jimmy on the other line wanting to talk to you.
You're joking. Are you joking?
No, I'm not joking. Jimmy, are you there?
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm here.
Ooh.
Wow.
Wow, Jimmy. It didn't sound good, buddy.
You have anything to say?
I mean, the only thing I have to say is that I don't know what I did that was that bad. I mean, y'all are like, ooh, the guy in the background's like, ha, ha, ha. And I'm like, what, just because I didn't buy her the food at the food truck?
Well, what? Yes, exactly.
Jimmy, why aren't you starting with, I'm sorry?
You don't see why, bro, that that would be a little upsetting to anybody on a date? Like, you ate without them?
Upsetting? What? Yeah. That's a really good food truck. She should be happy.
Do you not know manners? Oh, my gosh.
You didn't want to wait 15 minutes for her to get there so you could eat together?
It's not a restaurant, guys. It's a food truck. Oh. You know, you go in and go out whenever you want. We want it like a 5-star restaurant.
Why wouldn't you order food for Erica and have it like waiting there for her? If it's like your favorite food truck and you're like, you got to try this. Yeah. Like, just order it for her.
Or if the line's long.
Because I use all my stupid money on the psychic, okay?
Okay.
It's not that,
that does make
sense. No wonder you wanted a refund.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, those psychics aren't cheap either.
Oh,
so
no,
he did
not
spend money on her.
That doesn't matter.
On the
side,
invited her to dinner first.
Okay, but I actually didn't even invite her to dinner. I was just like, let's meet at the food truck because that was a place I know.
Oh, so
it's on Erica. It's on Erica that she didn't understand.
Yeah, see, Erica, he's not rude. He's just poor.
obviously, poor and bad manners.
Yeah.
If you tell me we're meeting at a food truck, I'm assuming that we're having dinner together.
Yeah. It's like, hey, meet me at Olive Garden at 7 o'clock. And then it's like, all right, where do you want to eat?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
I mean, I think that's a universal, like.
Yeah. All right, next time we go out then, can we meet 20 feet away from the food truck?
I don't think that's how you solve your problem, my friend.
Food truck adjacent?
It does seem like if it's 20 feet away, you don't have to eat.
And I like how we started this whole thing about how Jimmy put in extra effort.
Yeah.
Well, he kind of did, but it got lost.
If you're willing to do that, Erica, then we would love to send you two out on a second date and pay for it.
If you're willing.
Absolutely not. Oh. There would not be a second date.
Oh, man. It sounds like Jimmy may still need the gift card, though, Jeff.
Would you give it to him?
I don't know if he even wants it anymore.
You know what? I bet if I went to that psychic again, I bet she would pull a tarot card that tells me that I shouldn't have gone on that radio show because you guys have been no help at all.
Oh, man.
Always someone else's fault.
Well, suddenly now you're on the psychic side? I thought you were
Wait a minute.
I told you, Jeff, it was the three microphones.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
All right. Well, obviously that guy was acting a little out of pocket, eating his dinner before his date even got there and then telling her if she's hungry, get in line and buy her own.
Well, then I think that's not apologizing after he heard it recapped to himself.
Yeah.
You know?
That was pretty heartless.
Yeah.
But I don't know about the argument that if you ask to meet up near something, then it's assumed that must be your date.
He didn't say near. He said at the top, at the food truck.
I think it's always
assumed.
Yes,
absolutely.
Let's meet at the bowling alley. You assume you're going to go bowling.
Yeah, or let's meet at the bar. We're going to get a drink, Jeff.
Yeah.
Well, then I'm just glad that they didn't meet near a proctologist's office. Yeah. Maybe I'm disappointed that they didn't meet in front of the proctologist's office.
Oh. Yeah.
I can't decide how I feel about it. That'd be the best or the worst date.
Yeah.
It'd be a good date. Plus, health matters.
Yeah.
Well,
be a clean date.
It's a date that they're never going to go on because we didn't get them a second date.
But it just gave you an idea.
It really did. I've got some reservations to book after this.
Ladies, text in.
But,
who needs a massage?
if you ever need help with your dating life, you can always email that our show.
That
us.
Show?
Yeah, that show that you like.
Brooke and Jeffrey.
It doesn't have to be
Dude,
us.
You are thinking about something else right now.
No,
I can't wait. All right. We'll help you. We'll help you call that person who's calling you back. Go check out our podcast where we get yours at Brooke and Jeffrey. All right, I gotta go.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Oh, hi. I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.